The second Chinese Robotics Conference was recently held in Tianjin, and it's posing the ever-pressing question of, will robots eventually be a household necessity? Are robots going to be a must-have for homes in the future? Stay tuned for the answers.
231+987=1218.
That was the sound of a household robot doing simple math, and it was one of the highlights at the second Chinese Robotics Conference held in Tianjin on the 9th of June 2015. With a growth of Chinese tech research units showing off their latest toys, looking to aid households, factories and beyond, one of the key highlights of this conference was this household assistant by a research unit promoted by the National Independent Innovation Demonstration Zone in Tianjin. When the robot was unveiled, a representative of the team who put it together gave the following explanation of its features.
You can use the remote control, access and take control of the robot. It communicates with members of the household, and the information from the conversation can be used to help a family leader monitor the elderly and infants. These functions help give your home added safety.
This cute miniature robot assistant is capable of so much more than just simple mathematics. It's able to participate in educational dialogue with children, set reminders, take pictures, and be remotely controlled by the user despite them not being at home, offering them surveillance pictures of their household. Ben Proctor is a British computer science major at Brunel University in London.
Robotics is a fascinating part of computer science right now. After I read about the news in Tianjin, I was really interested to see how robotics is advancing in China. And I firmly believe that robots will eventually change the way we manage our own households.
The cute design and educational and safety features of this mini housekeeping robot are all impressive, but what really makes the user jump out of their seat with this device is the way that it integrates with other technology. At the demonstration in Tianjin, we saw that this robot device was controllable via a smartphone or a tablet device. Connecting third-party software may not be a huge innovation and can already be found on wearable technology, automobiles and other household appliances, but it is a key feature, and being able to integrate the robot seamlessly into our lives through a simple app means it will not only be useful, but more importantly, it will be non-intrusive. British computer science major Ben Proctor also believes in the significance of integrating robot technology.
The integration of technology is also incredible. The fact that new third-party hardware can now easily be controlled by an iPad or a smartphone means when these products hit the market, they'll be easily accessible to the user.
Other products shown off at the exhibition included robots that are able to do household chores such as hoovering, cleaning windows and wiping tables. The National Independent Innovation Demonstration Zone in Tianjin is looking to build 10 more intelligent manufacturing sites, promote intelligent manufacturing equipment, and they also hope to start 15 new startup enterprises. The investment being put into this field will allow for rapid advancement in international robotics.
更多节目，下载荔枝FM收听。